Mark Chestnut, the great Mark Chestnut, is joining us on the line. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Good. So how's your summer going? Are you enjoying the heat?
Yeah, actually, I am. I'm a fan of heat. You know, I'm born and raised down here in Southeast Texas, and so heat and humidity, mosquitoes, hurricanes, we're used to all that stuff.
Okay, so mosquitoes. Then you've been briefed about Winnipeg then, so I know you're going to be okay here, right?
Yeah, I'm used to all that.
Now, let's talk about, music has been a part of your life from the time you were a kid. It ran in your family. Take me back to the beginning, and where or how did your love of music start?
I guess it began with back when I was just a baby. My daddy was a singer, and he was always playing music in the house. You know, he loved Hank Williams Sr. and Roy Acuff and Johnny Cash and guys like that. And he was always playing those old records, and he sang. He played the guitar, and he was singing and writing his own songs. And my mother, she loved the new country singers back then, you know, Merle Haggard, guys like that. She was a Merle Haggard freak. And my brother loved Elvis Presley and those 70s bands, you know. And I was exposed to all different types of music, and I just loved it all.
What is it that you love about music, though?
I can't tell you. I just love it. I still do. I can get lost in it and just listen. I never go anywhere in my truck without the radio or my iPod or, you know, listening to something. I've got to have music on constantly. And I just recently got an iPad here last week. And when I got in off the road Saturday night, I stayed up till almost 4 o'clock in the morning. My wife had to come make me go to bed because I was sitting there watching all these performances from years ago, you know, Merle Haggard and George Jones and Hank Williams Sr. and Waylon Jennings, you know, old TV clips and stuff of them performing live. And I was just sitting there enjoying every bit of that because, you know, you really can't see anything like that anymore unless you do go online.
I was going to say, it's great that technology is letting us sort of, the legends of country music, you know, we can still stay in touch with all of those people through the wonders of technology.
It sure is, man. I just love it. And I'm just now discovering it, you know, this late. But I'm so glad it's so easy. And, you know, the big old iPad is so clear, and I plug my earphones into it and just get lost.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. I mean, you're embracing the technology as well. I mean, rather than being afraid of it, you're finding, hey, this is pretty cool.
Very easy now.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier than it was about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so you have your own family. You have sons. Are they involved in music at all? Like, is this something that you're encouraging your own family to get into, or no?
Well, they're all talented. All three of my boys, they just started it on their own, you know, and they all play guitars and piano. One of my guys plays the drums real well, and very talented kids. And one of my boys just yesterday came down and said, "Dad, here's a song I just wrote." And he had recorded it on his iPod, brought it down and played it for me, and I was really impressed. I'm encouraging them. You know, I think they need, I nurture them, and I bought them the instruments, and I've taught them what I know. At the same time, you know, I want them to keep it in perspective. You know, they're young, and I don't want them to do what I did, which was quit high school to pursue a music career. I don't want to see them do that. And so I'm trying to encourage them to stay in school, stay in sports, and be normal kids, you know, and develop their talent.
They can be part of the family band when they're older, right? You'll do a whole group of you guys.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's possible. It's very possible the way it's looking now. You know, I used to laugh at that when people would say that when they were little kids, but now I'm not laughing anymore. That's a very good possibility. Someday I might have some of my kids playing bands with me and record with me, because I noticed George Strait just did some work with his son. And so it's pretty neat. I enjoy watching this kind of come along, and, you know, I let them do their own thing. I don't say, well, you need to do it this way, you need to listen to this, you need to listen to that. I let them do whatever they want to do, like my parents did, and it's amazing what they're learning and figuring out on their own.
Mark Chestnut, the great Mark Chestnut, is joining us on the line. And, I mean, you've been in the music industry for quite a long time, so I always love asking this question. Do you like where the music industry is headed? I mean, a lot of music icons are saying that things have changed. It's not about making music for the love of it anymore. What's your take? What's your opinion?
Well, I think it's still... music is going to change and evolve constantly. There's nothing we can do about it, like it or not. You just have to embrace it. There's a lot of great music coming out right now that I really enjoy listening to, and... There's some things that I don't really care for, but it's all a matter of taste, you know. You write something, you don't like it. They're all talented. There's some great stuff coming out right now. Some of these guys and girls are doing some things in country music that I couldn't get away with 20 years ago, or even 15 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago. There are things I was wanting to do that the label was saying, no, we can't do that. That's too risky for country music. You know, certain language we were using in songs, they're using now that we couldn't do back then. And I think it's great the way things are opening up. And there's still some guys, you know, doing my kind of traditional country music. They might not be getting the airplay and the FaceTime that a lot of these more pop and rock sounding country acts are getting now, but there's still a lot of people out there doing what I did.
Can you pinpoint a defining moment in your career? Is there something that stands out as being the biggest moment?
It would have to be when my first single on MCA went to number one, and I was invited to do the Grand Ole Opry, and that was pretty it. You know, back then, you know, back in the early 90s, we had the Nashville Network on TV every night, and about that same time, I was invited to do the Nashville Now show with Ralph Emery. That was a real popular show, you know, live country music, five nights a week, talk show and all that. And so I was immediately on there. And so when all that was going on, I knew that things were going to be different, and it sure was.
So what are you working on now? I know you're touring. You've got a tour coming up that you're heading all over Canada, the United States. Are you working on any new music? Bring us up to speed. What's going on?
Yeah, we've just released a live album on my website. You can go there and get a live an entire concert recorded in 2000 in a big honky-tonk in Dallas, Texas. And the reason they picked that is because we recorded everything during those days. We recorded all the live stuff, and that seemed like it had the best energy, and it just sounded more fun than the rest of the shows we had recorded. And so we packaged that up to put it out kind of like to see what would happen with it on our own label, on our website. It's doing real well. It's selling a lot. People are loving it. It's kind of like a window in the past. But, yeah, we're also working on some new music. I've been trying to write a little bit with Jimmy Ritchie and Roger Springer, and we're going to do a little more of that coming. Well, probably quite a bit more of that coming up, and hopefully we'll have a new CD either on my label or another label probably in the early part of next year.
That's awesome, and we can listen to it on our iPads.
Oh yeah, sure can.
And so then you've got your tour coming up. I guess all the information is on your website, markchestnut.com.
Everything is on there. Everything, all the concert dates, just any information that you want is on there. And you can go on there and ask questions, and they'll answer them for you. And so it's a very well-run website. And we've been touring all year already, and we've been real busy. And this has been one of the busiest summers that we've had since the 90s. We have been really traveling the world. We've already been to Europe and back, and looking forward to coming out to Canada. We go to Canada every year, have been for 21 years now, and it's one of our very favorite places to play. And the fans out there in Canada are always a lot of fun and real energetic, enthusiastic. They love country music.
You know the exact right things to say, Mark, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's all true.
Well, we look forward to seeing you again. Thanks so much for joining us today. Mark Chestnut, everybody.